Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Great victory from the United States Supreme Court striking down these bans on Christian counseling. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Yeah, this is a great victory. This is Childs versus Salazar. We submitted an amicus brief in this case. But however, we've been doing, you know, we did similar cases in Florida, right, that led up to this victory, I do believe, in the
High
Court.
Absolutely. Justice Gorsuch wrote the opinion. It's a tour de force. He says many of the same things that we said in our original papers that we filed in 2012 in the Pickup versus Brown case, the very first case in the country that involved these bans on change counseling. These are laws that were passed, and they began in California, and they banned any kind of counseling from a counselor or even for the client to receive such counseling, if the issue was to overcome unwanted same-sex attractions, behaviors, or gender confusion.
So I guess they read our amicus brief.
Well, you know, also our cases in Pickup versus Brown, also the King case out of New Jersey, and especially our cases out of Florida, where we won the very first cases in the country in Florida striking down the counseling bans, finding that these counseling bans were both content restrictions and viewpoint restrictions. And that's what led to the conflict here that ultimately resulted in this Colorado case, the Childs case, going to the United States Supreme Court, which we filed an amicus brief.
You know, this is great. It's an 8-1, and only Justice Brown was the only holdout here.
Yes, Justice Ketanji Brown is the only holdout. But on the other hand, the fact of the matter is it's an 8-1 decision authored by Justice Gorsuch, who writes good opinions. The question here before the court is one in which this Colorado law actually infringes on free speech. So here's the situation. These laws, and we've led the country litigating these laws from the very beginning. We started this litigation in 2012. It's our cases that ultimately won that had this case go to the United States Supreme Court.
Yeah, bottom line, they're forcing these Christian counselors not to be able to help these kids that are struggling with same-sex attractions.
Yeah, so here's a family. They bring in their son or daughter. Say, for example, they have some confusion about growing up, how they identify themselves, and they might be confused because of some propaganda they get in school or on social media. And so they come to a counselor, and they ask the counselor for help. This child is having issues and wants to overcome this confusion.
That's why the counselor became a counselor,
Or, for example, this child was sexually abused and now doesn't identify as a homosexual but is having these same-sex attractions and wants to overcome them because they conflict with their moral core values.
And sadly, that's become so prevalent. I mean, look at the public schools, how they're pushing this stuff down kids.
Well, and we know that sexual abuse, particularly of a male on a male, adult male against a minor young boy, can ultimately result in that boy's self-identity being crushed and desire to act out the same kind of domination that was acted out on that little boy.
Right. Or the same thing with a female with sexual abuse as well.
That's right, yeah. So if you have sexual abuse of a female, you can have the same kind of confusion set in. So they come in, they ask the counselor, and the client, the child, wants to overcome these unwanted feelings, behaviors that they may be engaging in, or confusion that they're going through. Now, the counselor under these laws can only say one thing, can only put the directional sign in one way. The counselor can only say, well, you know what? We need to change your religious or moral views to match your feelings. Well, no, I don't want that. I want to change my feelings to match my moral views. Well, I can't do that because this law doesn't allow me to. The counselor might try to help the young girl or boy be comfortable as how God created them as male or female. The counselor can't do that. The client can't even ask for it because the law says no. Instead, what you would have to do is tell that child a lie. You were born in the wrong body, and so what we will do is we will give you puberty blockers, hormones, and opposite sex hormones, and then surgery. And all will be well, and we'll match your body exterior to what you actually identified to be. The person says, I don't want to do that. Well, I can't give you counseling any other way. So in other words, they can counsel on human sexuality, but they cannot counsel to help somebody overcome these unwanted feelings, behaviors, or confusion. They can only counsel them to accept, even against their will, these unwanted feelings, behaviors, or confusion.
And, you know, oftentimes you hear in the mainstream media, these counselors use these abusive techniques, you know, are you going to cause them to commit suicide, or they're electrodes or whatever on these people. It's not true. It's simply counseling. It's simply talk therapy. And in Justice Gorsuch's opinion, he said, Ms. Childs stresses that she provides only talk therapy, employing no physical techniques or medications. Yet she argues Colorado's law still applies to her, prescribing what she may say in voluntary counseling conversations with her clients.
Yeah, so you know what? When we began this litigation, there was one law like this in the country, in California. We lost at the district court. We lost at the Court of Appeals. We asked the United States Supreme Court to take the case. Regretfully, they did not. That would have ended all of these laws and would have stopped all this. But there was a different court back then. Who knows?
How many years ago was that?
Well, that was 2012.
2012.
Yeah. So that's when we started the litigation, 2011, 2012. And our case goes back to 2012.
And of course, all this LGBT stuff has just exploded.
So yeah, what happened is that then the second state jumped on board, and that was New Jersey. And that was signed by Governor Chris Christie, a Republican. So you had the case of Brown, Governor Brown back then on California, and then you had Governor Newsom. We lost there. We actually had at the Court of Appeals, we lost there, but the court disagreed with the Ninth Circuit decision, but approved the law for a different reason. We asked the Supreme Court to review the case. The Supreme Court did not review the case, decided not to. Who knows what they would have said back then? It's a different court. As a result of that, then these LGBTQ agendas began to flourish across the country. Over 100 different cities, counties, and states collectively, about half of the states, enacted these either statewide laws or local city or county ordinances that were virtually identical to the original one back in California. Mm-hmm. Then we had litigation in Florida against Palm Beach County in Boca Raton, Florida, and against Tampa. And we won both of those cases at the Court of Appeals. And that then set up the conflict. These were the first two wins. We were hoping that our defendants in the case would ask the Supreme Court to take the case. They astutely decided not to because they were concerned that they would get a decision just like this. Yeah. And then the Childs case came down out of Colorado and disagreed with our decisions that we won two at the Court of Appeals at the 11th Circuit. Upheld the law, and that's what set up the conflict, and that's why this case is before the United States Supreme Court. And now we have, since 2012, continuing to litigate, continuing to move forward, a final victory that is nationwide that will last for generations.
Well, listen to this, though. Continuing on Justice Gorsuch's decision in this case, he says, and because that application of the law strikes at the heart of the First Amendment's protections for free speech, she contends, it warrants considerably more searching scrutiny than the rational basis review the Tenth Circuit applied in this case, or the immediate scrutiny review some other lower courts have employed in cases like hers. We agree.
Yeah, so this is win number 41 at the United States Supreme Court. In cases that Liberty Counsel has argued or briefed at the Supreme Court. Win number 41. This is a sweet one because we've been involved in this litigation since 2012. As a result of this, all of these laws across the country There are now about 87 still in existence. We struck down 23 of those. They are unconstitutional. We will make sure that these cities, counties, and states repeal them or face consequences. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.